The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon is a book that explores the concept of self-esteem and how it can be developed. The author argues that self-esteem is essential for psychological health, success in life, and happiness. He outlines six pillars which are necessary to build strong self-esteem: living consciously, taking responsibility for oneself, having a purposeful life, developing integrity, practicing self-acceptance and respect for others. Brandon begins by discussing the importance of living consciously, being aware of one's thoughts and feelings as well as their impact on behavior. He emphasizes the need to take responsibility for one's own actions rather than blaming external factors or other people when things go wrong. This includes accepting both successes and failures with grace. Having a purposeful life involves setting goals that are meaningful to you personally. This helps create direction in your life while also providing motivation to achieve those goals. Developing integrity means being honest with yourself about who you are and what you want out of life. It also requires standing up for your beliefs even if they differ from those around you. Practicing self-acceptance involves recognizing both strengths and weaknesses without judgment or criticism. This allows us to accept ourselves fully despite any flaws we may have. Finally, respecting others means treating them with kindness regardless of differences in opinion or background. This creates an atmosphere where everyone feels valued. In conclusion, the Six Pillars of Self-Esteem provides readers with an understanding of how important it is to develop strong self-esteem in order to lead successful lives filled with joy and fulfillment. By following these six pillars outlined by Brandon, living consciously, taking responsibility for oneself, having a purposeful life, developing integrity, practicing self-acceptance and respecting others, individuals can cultivate healthy levels of confidence within themselves which will help them reach their full potential. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is the foundation of self-esteem and involves recognizing and accepting one's strengths and weaknesses, and being comfortable with who one is. Main idea number two. Self-responsibility. Self-responsibility is the ability to take ownership of one's life and actions, and to accept the consequences of one's choices. Main idea number three. Self-assertiveness. Self-assertiveness is the ability to express one's thoughts, feelings, and needs in an honest and direct manner. Main idea number four. Living consciously. Living consciously involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions, and making conscious choices. Main idea number five. Purposeful living. Purposeful living involves having a sense of direction and purpose in life, and striving to achieve meaningful goals. Main idea number six. Personal integrity. Personal integrity involves living in accordance with one's values and beliefs, and being honest and authentic. Main idea number seven. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to be aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to understand their impact on oneself and others. Main idea number eight. Self-esteem maintenance. Self-esteem maintenance involves engaging in activities and behaviors that promote and sustain self-esteem. Main idea number nine. Self-trust. Self-trust is the ability to trust oneself and one's decisions, and to have faith in one's own judgment. Main idea number 10. Self-regard. Self-regard is the ability to value oneself and to treat oneself with respect and kindness. Main idea number 11. Self-confidence. Self-confidence is the belief in one's abilities and the courage to take risks and pursue one's goals. Main idea number 12. Self-compassion. Self-compassion is the ability to be kind and understanding towards oneself, and to forgive oneself for mistakes. Main idea number 13. Self-care. Self-care is the practice of taking care of oneself physically, emotionally, and mentally. Main idea number 14. Self-respect. Self-respect is the ability to value oneself and to treat oneself with respect and dignity. Main idea number 15. Self-love. Self-love is the ability to accept and appreciate oneself, and to treat oneself with kindness and compassion. Main idea number 16. Self-honesty. Self-honesty is the ability to be honest with oneself and to recognize and accept one's flaws and weaknesses. Main idea number 17. Self-actualization. Self-actualization is the process of striving to reach one's full potential and to become the best version of oneself. Main idea number 18. Self-determination. Self-determination is the ability to make decisions and take action independently, without relying on external validation. Main idea number 19. Self-reliance. Self-reliance is the ability to rely on oneself and to trust in one's own judgment and abilities. Main idea number 20. Self-transcendence. Self-transcendence is the ability to rise above one's limitations and to strive for something greater than oneself. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-acceptance is the process of recognizing and accepting one's strengths, weaknesses, and overall identity. It involves being comfortable with who you are as a person, regardless of any external factors or opinions. Self-acceptance is an important part of self-esteem because it allows us to be confident in our own abilities and worthiness without relying on validation from others. When we accept ourselves for who we are, we can focus on improving our lives instead of worrying about what other people think. The key to developing self-acceptance is understanding that no one is perfect, everyone has flaws and shortcomings. Instead of trying to hide these imperfections or striving for perfectionism, it's important to recognize them as part of your unique identity. This doesn't mean that you should settle for mediocrity, rather, it means that you should strive to improve yourself while still appreciating your current qualities. Self-acceptance also requires learning how to forgive yourself when mistakes are made or goals aren't achieved. Everyone makes mistakes at some point in their life. The key is not letting those mistakes define who you are as a person. Instead, use them as opportunities for growth and development so that you can become even better than before. Main idea number 2. Self-responsibility is a key component of self-esteem. It involves taking ownership of one's life and actions, and accepting the consequences of one's choices. This means being accountable for our decisions, rather than blaming others or external circumstances for our failures or successes. Self-responsibility also requires us to take responsibility for our own emotions and reactions, instead of expecting someone else to make us feel better. When we practice self-responsibility, we become more aware of how our thoughts and behaviors affect ourselves and those around us. We learn to recognize when we are making unhealthy choices that lead to negative outcomes, as well as when we are making positive ones that lead to success. By taking ownership over our lives in this way, we can begin to create meaningful change in both the short term and long term. Ultimately, self-responsibility helps us build trust in ourselves by recognizing that no matter what happens outside of us, whether it be good or bad, we have the power within ourselves to choose how we respond. When faced with difficult situations or challenging emotions, having faith in oneself can help guide one through these times with greater resilience. Main idea number 3. Self-assertiveness is an important part of self-esteem. It involves being able to express one's thoughts, feelings, and needs in a direct and honest way without fear or guilt. Self-assertiveness allows us to stand up for ourselves and our beliefs while respecting the rights of others. It also helps us set boundaries with people who may be trying to take advantage of us. When we are assertive, we communicate clearly what we want or need from a situation without feeling guilty about it. We can say no when necessary and not feel bad about it afterwards. Being assertive also means that we don't let other people push us around or manipulate us into doing something that goes against our values. Assertiveness requires practice as well as courage, however, the rewards are worth it. When you become more assertive, you will find yourself feeling more confident in your decisions and relationships with others. You will have better communication skills which can help you resolve conflicts quickly and effectively. Main idea number 4. Living consciously involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions. It means taking responsibility for our choices and decisions in life. This includes recognizing the consequences of our behavior and understanding how it affects others as well as ourselves. Living consciously also requires us to be mindful of our environment, both physical and social, so that we can make informed decisions about how to interact with it. When living consciously, we must pay attention to what is happening around us at all times. We should strive to stay present in the moment rather than letting our minds wander off into daydreams or worries about the future or past events. Additionally, we should take time each day to reflect on our experiences and learn from them so that we can continue growing as individuals. Finally, living consciously means making conscious choices based on values such as integrity, honesty, respect for oneself and others. By doing this, we are able to live a more meaningful life where every decision has purpose behind it instead of simply going through the motions without thought or consideration. Main idea number 5. Purposeful living is about having a clear vision of what you want to achieve in life and taking the necessary steps to make it happen. It involves setting goals that are meaningful and achievable, and then working hard to reach them. It also means being mindful of how your actions affect others, as well as yourself. Purposeful living requires self-discipline, dedication, and resilience in order to stay on track with your goals. Living purposefully can bring a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that comes from knowing you are making progress towards something important. It can help you develop strong relationships with those around you by showing them that you have direction and ambition. Additionally, purposeful living encourages personal growth by pushing us out of our comfort zone so we can learn new skills or gain knowledge. Ultimately, purposeful living is about creating a life for yourself that has meaning beyond just material possessions or superficial accomplishments. By focusing on what truly matters most to us, our values, passions, dreams, we can create lives full of joy and contentment. Main idea number 6. Personal integrity is an essential part of living a meaningful and fulfilling life. It involves being true to oneself, having the courage to stand up for what one believes in, and taking responsibility for one's actions. Personal integrity means being honest with oneself and others, even when it may be difficult or uncomfortable. It also means making decisions that are consistent with one's values and beliefs, rather than simply following the crowd or doing what is expected of them by society. Having personal integrity requires self-awareness, knowing who you are as a person and understanding your own values and beliefs. This can involve reflecting on past experiences, examining current situations objectively, considering potential consequences before acting, and learning from mistakes. Having personal integrity also involves developing strong communication skills so that we can express our thoughts clearly without fear of judgment. Living with personal integrity allows us to live authentically while respecting ourselves as well as those around us. We become more confident in our decisions because they come from within instead of external sources such as peer pressure or societal expectations. Ultimately, this leads to greater satisfaction in life because we have taken ownership over our choices. Main idea number 7. Self-awareness is an important part of personal growth and development. It allows us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, as well as the impact we have on others. By becoming more aware of ourselves, we can better understand how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors affect those around us. We can also learn to take responsibility for our actions and make changes that will benefit both ourselves and those around us. Developing self-awareness requires a commitment to honest reflection about oneself. This means taking time to think about one's values, beliefs, goals, motivations, emotions, reactions in different situations, and how these things shape one's behavior. It also involves being open to feedback from others so that we can gain insight into how they perceive us. Having a strong sense of self-awareness helps people become more confident in their decisions and relationships with others. They are able to identify areas where they need improvement or change without feeling ashamed or embarrassed by it. Self-aware individuals are often better equipped at managing stress because they know what triggers them emotionally and mentally. Main idea number 8. Self-esteem maintenance is an important part of living a healthy and fulfilling life. It involves engaging in activities that promote and sustain self-esteem, such as setting realistic goals for yourself, taking responsibility for your actions, developing meaningful relationships with others, and learning to accept yourself unconditionally. Self-esteem maintenance also includes recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, understanding the importance of making mistakes without feeling guilty or ashamed about them, being able to forgive yourself when you make mistakes or fail at something, and having a positive attitude towards life. In order to maintain high levels of self-esteem, it is important to practice self-care by getting enough restful sleep each night, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, spending time outdoors in nature, engaging in creative activities like writing or painting, practicing relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, connecting with friends and family members who support you emotionally, expressing gratitude for what you have in life rather than focusing on what's missing from it. It is also essential to be mindful of how we talk to ourselves internally. Negative thoughts can quickly erode our sense of worthiness, so it's important to challenge these thoughts whenever they arise. Instead of beating ourselves up over past failures or shortcomings, try replacing those negative messages with more compassionate ones that remind us that we are capable human beings worthy of love and respect. Main idea number 9. Self-trust is an essential part of self-esteem. It involves having faith in one's own judgment and trusting that the decisions we make are sound. Self-trust allows us to take risks, try new things, and have confidence in our abilities. It also helps us to stay true to ourselves and not be swayed by external pressures or influences. Developing self-trust requires a commitment to learning about oneself, what motivates us, what our values are, how we think and feel about different situations, and then making decisions based on this knowledge. This process can involve challenging old beliefs or patterns of behavior that no longer serve us well. As we become more aware of ourselves, it becomes easier for us to trust our instincts when making decisions. Having self-trust means being able to rely on ourselves even when faced with difficult choices or uncertain outcomes. We may still experience fear or doubt at times, but ultimately we will trust that whatever decision we make is the right one for us at that moment in time. Main idea number 10. Self-regard is an essential part of self-esteem and involves having a positive attitude towards oneself. It means recognizing one's own worth, treating oneself with respect, and being kind to oneself. Self-regard also includes taking responsibility for one's actions and decisions, setting boundaries in relationships, and making choices that are consistent with one's values. Having healthy self-regard requires understanding our strengths as well as our weaknesses. We must be able to accept both the good and bad aspects of ourselves without judgment or criticism. This allows us to learn from mistakes while still feeling worthy of love and acceptance. Developing strong self-regard can help us build confidence in ourselves, which can lead to greater success in life. When we have a positive view of ourselves, it helps us make better decisions because we trust our instincts more readily than if we had low self-esteem. Main idea number 11. Self-confidence is an essential part of personal growth and development. It allows us to take risks, pursue our goals, and strive for success without fear of failure or criticism. Self-confidence gives us the courage to face challenges head-on and believe in ourselves even when others don't. It helps us stay focused on our goals despite any obstacles that may arise. Having self-confidence means believing in yourself and your abilities no matter what anyone else says or thinks about you. It also means having faith in your own judgment and trusting that you can make decisions that are right for you. With self-confidence comes a sense of security, knowing that whatever happens, you will be able to handle it. Developing self-confidence requires practice and dedication, but it is possible with hard work and determination. Start by setting small achievable goals for yourself each day, such as completing a task or learning something new. As you accomplish these tasks, reward yourself with positive affirmations like, "I am capable," or "I am strong," which will help build up your confidence over time. Main idea number 12. Self-compassion is an important part of self-esteem. It involves being kind and understanding towards oneself, even when one makes mistakes or fails to meet expectations. Self-compassion also involves forgiving oneself for these mistakes and failures, rather than dwelling on them or beating oneself up over them. This can help us to move forward in a positive way, rather than getting stuck in negative patterns of thinking. When we practice self-compassion, we are able to recognize our own humanity and accept that everyone makes mistakes from time to time. We can learn from our experiences without feeling ashamed or guilty about them. This helps us build resilience so that we can cope better with life's challenges. Self-compassion also encourages us to be more compassionate towards others as well as ourselves. When we understand the common human experience of making mistakes and having difficulties, it becomes easier for us to empathize with other people who may be going through similar struggles. Main idea number 13. Self-care is an important part of living a healthy and balanced life. It involves taking the time to nurture yourself, both physically and emotionally. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, engaging in hobbies that bring you joy, spending quality time with friends and family members, practicing relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, seeking professional help when needed for mental health issues or other challenges you may be facing. It also includes being mindful of your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. Paying attention to how you talk to yourself internally can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. Being kinder to yourself by replacing negative self-talk with positive affirmations can help boost your confidence and self-esteem. Finally, it's important to remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for maintaining good physical and mental health. Taking care of yourself will not only make you feel better but will also enable you to show up more fully in all areas of your life. Main idea number 14. Self-respect is an essential part of a healthy self-esteem. It involves recognizing one's own worth and treating oneself with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Self-respect means having confidence in one's abilities and taking pride in one's accomplishments. It also means being able to accept criticism without feeling inferior or inadequate. Having self-respect requires setting boundaries for yourself and respecting the boundaries of others. This includes knowing when to say no to requests that are not in your best interest or that violate your values. It also means standing up for yourself when you feel disrespected by someone else. Developing self-respect can be difficult, but it is an important step towards living a fulfilling life. Taking time to reflect on what matters most to you, practicing positive affirmations, engaging in activities that make you feel good about yourself, and surrounding yourself with supportive people can all help build strong feelings of self-worth. Main idea number 15. Self-love is an important part of living a healthy and fulfilling life. It involves recognizing one's own worth, respecting oneself, and having a positive attitude towards oneself. Self-love means taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It also means being kind to yourself when you make mistakes or fail at something. Instead of beating yourself up for it, self-love encourages you to learn from your experiences and move forward. When we practice self-love, we are able to better manage our emotions in difficult situations as well as have more meaningful relationships with others. We can be more confident in ourselves because we know that no matter what happens, we will always love ourselves unconditionally. Self-love helps us become the best version of ourselves by allowing us to take risks without fear of failure or judgment. Self-love is not about vanity or arrogance, but rather about understanding our strengths and weaknesses so that we can use them both constructively in order to reach our goals. When we practice self-love on a regular basis, it allows us to live authentically while still striving for personal growth. Main idea number 16. Self-honesty is an essential part of self-esteem. It involves being honest with oneself about one's strengths and weaknesses, successes and failures, motivations and intentions. Self-honesty requires a willingness to look at the truth of who we are without judgment or denial. It means accepting our flaws as well as our gifts, recognizing that we all have both. When we practice self-honesty, it allows us to be more authentic in our relationships with others. We can be open about what works for us and what doesn't instead of pretending everything is okay when it isn't. This helps build trust between ourselves and those around us because they know that we are not hiding anything from them. Self-honesty also gives us the opportunity to learn from our mistakes so that we can make better decisions in the future. When we recognize where things went wrong or why something didn't work out, then it becomes easier to adjust accordingly next time around. Finally, self-honesty helps us become more aware of how our thoughts and actions affect other people. By understanding how our behavior impacts those around us, it encourages empathy, which leads to healthier relationships overall. Main idea number 17. Self-actualization is the process of striving to reach one's full potential and to become the best version of oneself. It involves developing a sense of self-awareness, understanding our strengths and weaknesses, setting goals for ourselves, and taking action towards achieving those goals. Self-actualization also requires us to be honest with ourselves about our limitations and accept them as part of who we are. We must learn how to use our strengths in order to overcome any obstacles that may stand in our way. In order to achieve self-actualization, it is important that we take responsibility for our own lives by making conscious choices about what we want out of life. This means being mindful of how we spend our time and energy on activities that will help us reach our goals rather than wasting it on things that do not serve us well. Additionally, it is essential that we practice self-care by engaging in activities such as exercise or meditation, which can help reduce stress levels while increasing feelings of well-being. Finally, self-actualization requires us to have faith in ourselves, believing that no matter what challenges come up along the way, if we stay focused on reaching our goals, then eventually success will follow. By committing ourselves fully to this process and having patience with ourselves during times when progress seems slow or difficult, eventually each individual can find their own unique path towards becoming their best selves. Main idea number 18. Self-determination is the cornerstone of self-esteem. It is the ability to make decisions and take action independently, without relying on external validation or approval from others. Self-determination involves having a sense of autonomy and control over one's life, as well as being able to set goals and pursue them with confidence. It also means taking responsibility for one's choices and actions, rather than blaming outside forces or circumstances. Having self-determination allows us to be proactive in our lives instead of reactive. It gives us the power to shape our own destiny by making conscious choices that are aligned with our values and beliefs. This can lead to greater satisfaction in life because we are actively pursuing what we want instead of simply reacting to whatever comes our way. Additionally, when we have a strong sense of self-determination, it becomes easier for us to stay focused on achieving our goals despite any obstacles that may arise. Main idea number 19. Self-reliance is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves having the confidence to make decisions for oneself, without relying on others or external sources for guidance. Self-reliance requires a person to be independent and self-sufficient, while also being able to trust in their own judgment and abilities. This means that one must have faith in themselves and their capabilities, as well as the courage to take risks when necessary. In order to become more self-reliant, it is important to develop a strong sense of self-esteem. Having high levels of self-esteem allows us to believe in ourselves and our ability to succeed at whatever we set out to do. Additionally, it helps us stay focused on our goals despite any obstacles that may arise along the way. It is also essential for individuals who wish to become more self-reliant to practice good decision-making skills. This includes taking responsibility for one's actions and learning from mistakes rather than dwelling on them or blaming others for them. Furthermore, developing problem-solving skills can help individuals find solutions independently instead of relying on outside assistance. Finally, Cultivating healthy relationships with those around you can help foster feelings of security, which are essential components of becoming more self-reliant. Knowing that there are people who care about you can give you strength during difficult times when your own resources seem insufficient. Main idea number 20. Self-transcendence is a concept that has been explored by many philosophers and spiritual teachers throughout history. It involves the idea of transcending one's own limitations, both physical and mental, in order to reach a higher level of understanding or awareness. Self-transcendence can be seen as an inner journey towards self-realization, where we strive to become more than what we are currently capable of being. This could involve pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zone in order to achieve something greater than ourselves. The process of self-transcendence requires us to look within ourselves and identify areas for improvement. We must then take actionable steps towards achieving these goals, such as setting realistic goals and taking consistent action towards them. As we progress on this journey, it is important to remember that there will be times when things don't go according to plan, but with perseverance and dedication, anything is possible. Ultimately, self-transcendence allows us to break free from our limiting beliefs about who we are and what we can do. By embracing this concept fully, we open up new possibilities for growth and development that would otherwise remain out of reach. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.